But Ms. Tolly, she asked, just how are we getting there?
Simply follow me.
Ms. Tolly walked over to the supply cabinet. Colin, Gilly, and the others followed. Everyone watched as their teacher stopped, placed a palm on the cabinet door, and pressed lightly. With a beep, a square panel swung open. Inside were switches and lighted buttons that winked on and off. Ms. Tolly turned to face the group. "Everyone remember the primary purpose of this trip?" she asked.
"To bring back Sphinx," Nick began.
"Without getting caught," added Carrie. Ms. Tolly pressed a long sequence of buttons, and slowly the cabinet door creaked open. Chapter 3. Danger on the Road. All Colin saw was a deep, dark black hole. A row of tiny lights stretched out on either side of him. By their dim glow, he could see Nick walking ahead of him into a rush of cold air. Gradually, the light became brighter and the air warmed. Colin's feet started itching. He looked down to discover that he was wearing sandals. Sand stuck between his toes. As they walked into the bright sunlight, Colin was surprised to discover that he wasn't wearing shorts, but a belted tunic made of cotton. So was Nick. The girls' tunics hung past their knees, and scarves covered their heads. They were giggling.
"Quiet, learners!"
Glancing around swiftly, Ms. Tolly beckoned the group behind a low wall.
"I hear someone coming."